Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Evolution has given many animals the natural ability to do things that we can only achieve through technology. Jason Nadler, adjunct professor of materials science and engineering at the Georgia Institute of Technology, explains efforts to reproduce the gripping ability of a little fish that even the ocean's deadliest predators can't seem to shake.
Common temporary attachment systems, such as suction-cupped clamps or hooks, require specific surface characteristics to ensure strong, durable adhesion without causing damage. Suction cups require smooth surfaces, while the reverse might be true for clamps and hooks. And none of these kinds of products can adapt to bond to other types of surfaces. In contrast, nature offers several examples of adaptive attachment, including geckos, tree frogs, and insects. These animals can quickly scurry up wet rocks, walls, and windows using specially evolved structures on their feet. The remora, a fish which is commonly seen attached to sharks or whales, is particularly interesting as it has evolved a specialized fin on the top of its head that allows it to attach not only to other animals, but also to boats and buoys. The flat, oval-shaped fin, or pad as it is known, looks a bit like two flattened adjacent rows of gills. By closely studying the remora and its complex adaptive attachment system in my lab, we have identified several structures that make a unique contribution to the remora host bond. For example, it has a lip around the border of the pad that creates a seal which allows the entire pad to function like a suction cup. The lip's flexibility allows the pad to form fit to the host and automatically become stiffer when something is trying to escape its grasp, like quicksand stiffens the faster one tries to escape. Likewise, the inner surface of the pad is composed of louvered sections covered with comb-like structures that increase friction between the remora and the host and improve the remora's grip. Altogether, these structures form an integrated system that allows the fish to easily remain firmly attached while the host is swimming, but also remove itself by simply accelerating forward. The remora's adaptive attachment also allows it to automatically tighten its grip if the host swims faster or changes direction without requiring any additional effort to stay attached. We've also found that the gripping power is not only determined by the shape of these structures, but also by properties of the tissue itself. By studying the remora's unique structures, we're developing a new class of biologically inspired adhesion systems to enable adaptive attachment for a vast array of applications, ranging from payload attachment for air, sea, or ground vehicles to tissue manipulation tools for delicate surgical procedures and more.
That was Jason Nadler of the Georgia Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Step on.